This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Third hour of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind on this live edition. We are right here in the studio, and we're live, and we'll take your calls. Anytime it's between 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can give us a call here at Free Talk Live. We'll be here. It doesn't matter whether it's Christmas or Leap Day or whatever it might be. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. Let's go right to the phones. Got Trey calling in from Virginia. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Trey.
So I was looking for some advice. I was thinking about making the move out to King around this springtime. And I'm a single guy.
Mm-hmm.
And no kids, nothing like that. Interested in, like, you know, the ideas of freedom. Getting into some activism, getting active and, being about it instead of talking about it. And I was just wondering, like, what kind of ideas can you guys throw out to me or resources that might be available for, you know, a guy, you know, more like a fixed income. I bring in like around, you know, $3,000 a month. You know what I'm saying? But I'm seriously thinking about making a move here in the springtime. And I was just calling to see.
Well, first thing I would do is I would come to New Hampshire. I would go to several different areas. I would announce amongst the activists. You can do it. They've got different sort of ways to get a hold of them, especially if you use Facebook. There's some good systems. But if you go to Keene, you go to Manchester, you go to the Seacoast, wherever it might be, and just kind of take a look and get a feel for the individual areas. I know Ian has put together like the 150-something reasons to move to Keene. It's this list.
Yeah, I checked that out. Mm-hmm.
And it's it's a good list. There's no doubt about it.
You're coming for babes, right?
Right.
And this is a college town.
Well, of course. Sure. It's about the girls and all that. But no. But seriously, no. I like what I hear is going on up there, and I'm sure there's a female element that's going on, of course. But I think that'd be a good place for me to touch down and get involved. And
well, we'd love to have you. There's no doubt. But
absolutely.
The most important thing is to move to the right place
for
you. And I'd say that there's different places that are right for different people, depending on what it is that's important to them. And Keene's got a really great community. I would recommend whatever you do is probably like rent a room or something. That way you don't have a lease and you don't haven't bought a house.
I'm basically looking for. I'll be like a one guy, like one bedroom type of apartment or a room. Type of thing going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have too much to really ask for, you know. I think being there will be the main focal point. And I just wanted to get some a little bit of insight. You know, I've checked out the site, and I'm making some real plans to possibly be there, like around the springtime, because I don't know if I'm ready for that winter up there. Just
it's coming again around next year.
Yeah, it'll be here for you.
Yeah, I heard it comes around every year. So like,
yeah,
it's all good though. But like, I like to if I'm able to get there before the next winter, I like to hit the ground running a little bit before the ice hits and all that, and prepare myself for the winter.
I think the spring is a good time to.
It is. It gives you plenty of time to get settled in before you have to deal with that. And one question: do you consider yourself more of a metropolitan guy or more of a country guys, small towns, large towns?
I can do both, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to get the most bang for my buck, of course.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would no doubt like to be in the city, but like in a little the outskirts,
smaller communities.
I'm cool with that too. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you, that to me is a lot of the charm of New Hampshire, is that you can pick an area you like. Like, we happen to like the Keene area, And part of it was the activism, but part of it was the town. You know, I like the town. But yeah. Keene's kind of high on property taxes, so I didn't really want to live in Keene. So we looked outside of, you know, so now we live, you know, 20 minutes away. That's nothing in the car. And we get the benefits of living in a very small town, but, you know, all the conveniences of someplace a little larger and close to a great community of liberty-minded people.
And you don't hit a lot of traffic here either, which is nice.
Yeah, I can't handle traffic anymore. I just hate it. I just whenever I end up in traffic someplace, I'm like, my God, how do people live with this stuff anymore?
You get spoiled, yeah.
I'm down to Hampton Roads in Virginia, and it was just a big Trump rally down here, and it really messed things up. I was just trying to go to the liquor store to get a bottle of liquor, you know what I'm saying? I can't go nowhere because some crazy are around here waving a flag all wild for this, you know, this guy, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I know this, like, there's some traffic and stuff everywhere and wild, like, you know, political rallies and stuff going everywhere. But I feel like Keene's a place I can fit in at. And I wouldn't mind a little bit of traffic and all that. So,
well, but, we'd love you to stop by and check it out. And I think you should check out other places in the state and see what's best for you. You know, the best bet is not to commit, in my opinion, to just one particular place right off the bat. Yeah. Trey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that.
Thanks.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm sorry. When I grabbed the phone, I pushed the end button. I couldn't believe I hung up.
Sometimes these things happen, Sarah.
It's okay. Yeah, we thought Obama might have cut your phone off.
Yeah, I'm willing to forgive on technical difficulties.
No, Hillary did it.
Well, you know something. I just want to mention that I feel like we both already had like Hillary Clinton as president for 8 years.
Yeah.
Because we knew, you know, when Bill Clinton was a president, we all knew who ran the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
We all knew who bossed Bill Clinton around. Everybody was joking.
People
that,
said that. I don't know. I never felt that way. But okay.
He used to always talk about, you know, this is a co-presidency.
He did
Hillary
say
is my co-president. Yeah, well, that's what he said.
You know what? Everybody joked at like, oh, yeah, she's the one that's the real president. She wears the badge. She's running the whole country. But you know, the whole thing is that's the reason why she has been asked to run for president, because she was president. So that we're very familiar with you know, Hillary's policies.
But the projects that she spearheaded generally didn't do so well. So she did,
publicly, though.
Yeah, publicly. Yeah. I mean, the presumption is that she was running the White House behind the scenes, but whenever she was put in charge of something publicly, it kind of fell apart. So there was the first socialized medicine scheme that was out there, and then there was, I don't know, she appointed some people that were a little too radical, you know, for folks.
And there was the travel agency scandal, too.
God, I remember that.
She had like two dozen scandals. Go ahead, Sarah.
But, you know, her major project was to make the governor of Arkansas, her husband, into a president, and she accomplished that. That was what she was always yapping about, that he was going to be the next president, and she did that goal very successfully. So that I just feel that we're very comfortable with the Clintons' family. We had him for 8 years, and so we're very familiar with what we're going to get.
We had him in gridlock. So the Contract with America, Newt Gingrich, the Congress at the time was Republican, and not a lot got done. And that's kind of what happened in the Obama administration, too.
For the second term, especially.
Second, and part of the first and into the second.
There was a big backlash when they saw Obamacare come out, and it looked like a vast majority of Americans didn't want it, and they rammed it down their throats anyway.
What
like
do you
the
think?
Bank bailouts, too.
What do you think, Sarah, when... you know, everything I see on Facebook is, hey, I don't think we need a president this year. Well, I think we as a country need to just be alone for a little while. I mean, what do you think when people are saying, I just don't want either of them?
Well, you know what? Whether they choose to have any of them or not, we're going to wind up with it. So they could live in their delusion all they want. Like you said, writing in Kardashians, all kinds of nonsense. People believe that you could vote on the online and all kinds of stupid stuff because they just don't give a flying hoot. If they really cared,
Flying Hoot is right.
Stuff like that.
Thank you for the call.
I am writing in Sarah from Albuquerque.
Yes.
That is it.
What harm could it do? 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Here on Free Talk Live, the username for Skype is lrn.fm. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The Blockchain Education Network has had a busy fall semester introducing, educating, and giving away Bitcoin. The initiative believes wholeheartedly that students should understand cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Now the organization is ramping up its efforts to educate the academic masses, offering a bounty to students who help build a syllabus. The Blockchain Education Network has set aside a total of 4 Bitcoin to divide between students who add content. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Taking your calls here. This live Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Chris.
855-450-3733. falls across the board, but, you know, it's politics time. You might as well talk about politics because I don't know anything about the Cubs. So 855-450-3733. I always kind of liked them, but I mean, you know what? I didn't know.
You like them because they never won. That's why I had some affinity for them.
I thought it was a cute name, and you know, like you gotta appreciate a team that has the guts to call themselves the Cubs. You know, now they're all the names. Anything that comes out now, you know, is some big thing or deadly or whatever, but
the Leviathan.
Yeah.
What's really interesting about the Cubs, though, and their path to success is their general manager used to be the general manager of the Boston Red Sox, who after almost 100 years had won the World Series 10 years ago or whatever. It was around 10, 12 years ago. Yeah. And he moved over to the Cubs, and then he got an excellent manager in Joe Maddon. And they were so bad for so long, they also had a lot of good players in their farm system and a good manager. And look what's happened. I mean, within a relatively short period of time, they went from last place to top of the league.
It's a Cinderella story, folks.
Let's go to Charles calling in from Wichita. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Well, doing a radio program.
Well, of course you are. Hey, you know, the two people we have, the two main people to choose from, are so deplorable. I have such little hope for this country.
Uh-huh. I understand where you're coming from. Now, remember, the president isn't an all-powerful position or anything, but I get where you're coming from.
It's becoming more dictatorial, though, than ever before.
Yeah.
But this election has really pushed me. Like, I've been thinking about moving up there to New Hampshire for a couple of years now, and I'm ready to make my move. I've been planning it for a while.
So?
But I've been trying to research, ways to meet people. Like, I'm going to go up there and visit. I mean, it's a 24-hour drive up there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
From where I live. So I want to visit and meet people before I actually make the move. But I've looked online, you know, all the Czech freaking, all the chat groups, and there's not a whole lot going on. So what do you suggest for someone who's seriously making the move?
Well, I know that there is, I know that the Free State Project itself has a coordinator that attempts to, if anybody's coming and gets a hold of her, she, you know, puts them in touch with people, you know, in different parts of the state. She asks, where are you going to go look? And talk to this person when you get there, that kind of thing. Now, in Keene and a variety of places, if you announce, say if you go to the Shire Society Forum, it's shiresociety.com.
And I've been there.
If you just announce, I'm coming, then someone will, you know, we'll have a little, you know, a little get-together at a local restaurant or something and, you know, try to answer as many of your questions as we possibly can and, you know, point you out at some things you might want to see while you're in town, that kind of thing.
And hook you up with people around the state. If you tell us where you're going, you know, we all know people all over the place. And
now, I can't tell you where these, which, you know, individual groups have, you know, what going on. Like, I don't know how to get a hold of the Manch people or how to get a hold of the Seacoast people. But if you got a hold of me and sent me an email, I would get you in touch with some people in Manch and some people in the Seacoast in order to be able to do the same sorts of things for you. I know that people are always willing to do that kind of thing. I don't know what their systems are for, because I'm not moving to either of those places. But if you go to the Shire Society forums and just say you're coming or, you know, variety
and
of other ways.
I've been to the Shire Society, Free Keene, all that, and all the postings are so old.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, send an email to...
You know, I've never posted anything, but all the postings I've seen are so old that makes me believe it's not really that active.
I don't think it's as active as it could be. There's no doubt that Facebook killed the internet forum. But at the same time, I know that people do post over there and that people get met for... I know people get met for lunch all the time.
Yeah.
I presume that that's one of the ways that they go about doing it. Ian tends to spearhead this stuff because... You know, he wants as many people to move to Keene as he possibly can get. And I'll tell you what, if none of that stuff works for you, email Ian at freetalklive.com, to schedule something in Keene. And if you want names for other places around, New Hampshire, I'll put you in touch with people who aren't insane that are over there.
You bet.
Who aren't insane. Yeah, that's another thing, too. That's funny.
Well, I'll do my best, at least. It's a movement of weirdos, I'll tell you that much. You gotta be a little odd to pick up your life and move across the country for more freedom.
Yeah.
It just isn't done, you know?
Yeah. Now it is.
Wait, what are you saying about me?
Right, well, same thing we're saying about ourselves
and lots
of people we know. Well, a lot of our ancestors did the same thing, but they came across the Atlantic.
Yep, they did.
Yep.
Yeah, they went a whole lot further.
They did. And Wayne, by the way, you've got to be one of the first 100 movers.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. He moved to the state before we did. He told us about it when we were down in Florida. He came, kind of lived in both places. So, Charles, please just get a hold of us and we'll do our best to make better systems. Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David. Calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, lots of things, but under the heading of, I don't know if you're aware or not, there was a special agent in charge of the New Mexico district for the FBI, and he retired a few years ago, and after he retired, immediately after he retired, and he was free to speak, he made the proclamation that New Mexico was the most corrupt state in the Union, paraphrasing him. And some
Albuquerque police are being investigated by the feds, right?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
For a couple of years, yeah.
For a couple of years, yeah. Well, since you mentioned that, an update on that one is in the news on that subject is that the Department of Justice hired a guy, a lawyer, to run the investigation about the Albuquerque police named James Ginger. And the latest on that one is that the Albuquerque Police Department is basically stonewalling him, blocking him out of things that he needs to get at and stuff like that. You know, basically they're actively obstructing him. So
sure.
There's another federal crime right there.
I'm sure they don't appreciate investigations.
I highly doubt they like that. So anyway, under that heading of the FBI guy saying that New Mexico. Oh, I know what I was telling you. He was talking with a reporter is when he said that. And then the reporter questioned him and said, didn't the head of the FBI in Illinois say that about Illinois, that Illinois was the most corrupt in the Union? And
people have said that in Louisiana and Rhode Island, too.
Yeah, exactly. And the special agent said, well, he has never been to New Mexico.
That's a good joke.
Nice.
Thanks for the call.
But he had never been to Illinois.
855-450-3733. What's the most corrupt state in the Union?
I'll go with Maryland.
You think so? You lived there for a while.
Yeah, I did.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Coming to you live this Thursday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Chris.
The number is 855-450-3733. We're talking about, well, corrupt states, voting scams, wasted vote syndrome. We're all across the board this evening here on Free Talk Live, but your thoughts are welcome. Any of these topics and any others that you might come up with. But if you've ever wanted to start your own blog or website and maybe haven't been able to put your ideas into action, well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies that's out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. And when I say it's a special deal, you hear this stuff on the radio all the time. But Ian really did, push and push and push for a special deal and, you know, essentially forced me to go back to the client over and over and got a special deal. It's 50% off their regular prices for the first term. It's not year necessarily. You can get 3 years. You can get 1 month. But it's 50% off that first go-around. Prices return to normal after that. But at least you know whether or not you like them. And from what I can tell, they've got 24/7 over-the-phone access or live chat support. They've got a 99.9% uptime rating. That's kind of cool. They've got one simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, if you want to put a blog or a website together. They've got an intuitive user interface and friendly control panel. And for me, that's what's really important because I don't necessarily know how to do all this stuff, but they make it easy for people like me to do this. So you don't have to worry about all these, difficulties with putting the website together. If you need to do it, They're the ones to do it with. You get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners by visiting HostGator.com/FTL. You go someplace else, you're not going to get that 50% off. Look around. Trust me. HostGator.com/FTL.
Go Gators.
That's right. Let's go to the phones. James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. James in Arizona.
James.
James going once.
Hello.
James going twice. What's going on there?
Cell phone.
It might be the board up. I'm not entirely sure. So we were talking here about the situation with, I guess, the Hillary Clinton had, they were doing this text or this Twitter scam and trying to get people to, vote by a text. Tell me about this real quick.
Yeah, the headline, this comes to us from The Verge, Mark alluded to it before, but save time, avoid the line, vote from home, text Hillary to 59925, and we'll make history together.
So what this is trying to get people to stay home and text, and maybe, hey, text extra.
Exactly.
It won't matter.
Twitter has removed a series of fake campaign ads trying to convince Clinton voters that it's possible to vote by text. The fake ads were spotted yesterday by Robert McNeese, a physicist at Loyola University in Chicago, reported them to Twitter only to receive word back that the tweets didn't violate the site's terms of service, despite spreading false information and attempting to disenfranchise voters. But it's okay. Yep. It didn't violate anything specifically.
That's the funny thing about this, is that where does something become a voting scam, and where is it just a joke?
Right.
Because I'm amused.
I am too.
But you know what's funny is that you could tell that they thought that the people out there weren't very intelligent, and it took a scientist to figure it out.
It's like a physicist. Beautiful. BuzzFeed News later picked up on the story, bringing it to Twitter's attention. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey responded about an hour later saying, "Not sure how this slipped past us, but now it's fixed," unquote. At least one account tweeting the fake ads has been banned, but it happened to be the account of a self-proclaimed, quote, "hero of the racist alt-right movement," unquote. Who had already had a...
The racist alt...
Gotcha. Okay.
Who had already had an earlier account suspended. Another account with over 17,000 followers that tweeted a fake ad just had their tweet removed. The images went around enough that the Clinton campaign seems to have caught on to them. As BuzzFeed noticed, neither the Clinton campaign or the group that happened to be on the operating end of the advertised number, iVision Mobile, had taken control of it. Anyone texting Hillary to 59925 now receives a clarification that, quote, "the ad you saw was not approved," unquote, and an offer to subscribe to the actual Clinton text message list.
I'm sure the campaign was upset that they didn't think of that.
Exactly.
Well, I'm wondering.
It would have been to vote for Trump.
I remember the old 900 numbers, and they would try to get you to call numbers, and
right.
Essentially, if you called the number, they would bill you a certain amount. Just the very act of calling cost you money.
Right. One could say that the very act of voting costs you money.
Well,
but never mind.
But there's always some money for gasoline to get there,
sure.
Or whatever. So there's some time and there's some money that go into it. But is there? I don't know if there is a text number out there that could cost you money. But it would sure be nice if, hey, you want to vote? Cost you a buck.
Exactly. We'll put this stuff up for bid. While it's not clear how widespread the ads were, they evidently had enough reach to get a correction straight from the advertised number. At this point, a search on Twitter brings up more stories debunking these images than people asking about voting by text. So
it's amusing, nonetheless. I think I would be just as amused if surely there's a Trump one out there. Somebody's already made that, spread it around, got it pulled, and this thing is over, right?
Right, right. But it's always fun while it lasts.
I've seen on Facebook memes that say things like, vote for your favorite candidate. Republicans on Tuesday, November the 8th. Democrats on Wednesday, November the 9th. And to me, I guess I never considered those things to actually be legitimate. I just, I was just amused by them.
Right.
And it could, I'm certain that people have done it the other way around.
And somebody will fall for that.
Well, and if they do fall for it, good because they were uninformed in the first place. You know, I mean, it's one thing if you're getting your information about the you know, the black moon or the blue moon from the from Facebook. It's good for spreading information like that around.
Right.
But if you're getting your information on when we vote in America and you didn't internalize while you were in 13 years of government school that the voting is the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, so currently this Tuesday is the latest in November that election can be because it has to be it has to be a Tuesday, but there was a Tuesday in November. It has to be the first Tuesday after the first Monday.
I didn't know that, Mark.
Yeah, that's, well, I mean, you knew that it was a Tuesday in early November, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why they don't change it to a Saturday or something like that, but the people who work on Saturday will just complain then, so... Yeah, there's people that want to make it a national holiday. Well, who's going to deliver the pizzas?
And the beer.
Oh, right. God. Somehow I've never had trouble voting unless the state government disallowed me from doing so.
Right.
In Florida, they you know, they did their very their level best to prevent me.
Are you voting now, Mark?
I vote. I can vote in pretty much most states in the union. It's like Florida. I think it was Virginia, but I think they rescinded that law. There's very few states, just a handful of them, I can't vote in because I'm a convicted felon.
That used to be very widespread.
Yeah. Well, now there's states, like Vermont next door. People in jail can vote.
Yeah, vote from jail.
I believe you can vote from prison, too, but I know there are states you, from which you can vote in prison. The way they handle sort of the issue of the convicts being the largest voting bloc in town is by forcing them to vote from their you know, their hometown via absentee ballot.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, it's some work for them or whatever, but they've got time.
Yeah. What else you got going on?
They can go ahead and get that vote in.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's Clinton or Trump that's getting most of the votes from prison.
That would be a really interesting statistic. I'd like to know that.
I know Gary Johnson was doing quite well, and I've heard that he was actually Trump in military votes.
Yep.
But he was certainly beating Clinton across the board.
Except Clinton with veterans of the Civil War. She seems to get all their votes.
Yeah, she gets all the dead veterans. There you go. The number's 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. And this is the final segment. I want to tell you about, you know, shopping seasons coming up. Now, you can shop over at shop.freetalklive.com any old time, but this is the time of year when we sort of really cash in, people buying their Christmas presents and that sort of thing on Amazon and through Walmart at through shop.freetalklive.com. And it really helps us. It really makes a difference. So please, do your online shopping. It's an extra click, I realize. But you can bookmark it and just go to that link every time. shop.freetalklive.com. Try the phones here again. Go back to the phones. James in Arizona, you're on Coffee Talk with Raul, Jamal, and Big Jim. What's on your mind?
Hey.
What's on my mind? Go ahead, sir.
What's on your mind?
Well, you call me a liar, and you accuse me of wanting to kill your family. I haven't forgotten about that. But since Chris, he always gets the first and the last word, may I respond to that? Since you were sitting
sure.
next to him when he said that?
Okay.
Because, Chris, one would hope you don't share the despicable and immoral sentiment that the fact of the matter is that people in the Pentagon deserved it. Mind you, there were 66 people on the innocent man drone that was flown into the Pentagon, not because we subjugated or occupied Saudi Arabia or Iran, two bureaucratic nation states that hate each other, by the way, the 17 Saudi Arabian hijackers hated Iranians as much as they hate Americans, because they're not with them. But anyway, if I have had somebody that I know and love that was murdered on that day, yes, I do admit it, and I say it on public radio, Mark Edgington's life would be ruined. And therefore, so would his wife and child. But I have no intent to hurt anybody. But
that's
I will
good.
Rail against people that speak in such a manner. And I would like to think that you don't agree with such awful, immoral sentiment expressed by someone who calls himself a minister who makes excuses for mass murder and blames the victim for the mass murder committed by a bunch of guys that thinks that all it commands them to do such a thing and that they'll be rewarded.
Okay.
In the
Can
afterlife
I,
for doing such.
Sure. Can I respond?
Well, that's a lot. But again,
No, no problem.
I should like to have had something to say. Thank you for letting me speak for once. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me think. Well, from a couple different points of view, I have no. I'm not of such a conspiracy-minded person that I believe that it was a bomb that flew into the Pentagon or was a missile or anything like that. I do believe it was a plane. I do believe
that's
that plane
what
was.
We're talking about, by the way, Chris.
That's okay. But I'm just talking about what Chris thinks. So that's what I'm going to impart with you. I can't tell you how anybody else does. I do think it was, and I think it was. It was piloted by terrorists, and it was an intentional act intended to kill Americans. And I do believe that, well, there are
because
some people.
Because we had ground troops in Saudi Arabia, or is it because they think certain passages in the Quran and the Hadith are based on a true story?
Let me get to that point. I do believe that some people that follow Islam do so with peace in their hearts, and I think there are other people that follow Islam that have.
Them, Chris.
No,
I mean,
no, I'm just
telling you that. I already know that.
I'm just telling you how I feel. All right. I feel that some people choose Islam and they find the worst parts of the Quran to follow, and they take it as gospel, and they commit jihad against whoever they perceive their enemies to be. And I think that that is a lot of the motivation for a lot of the death in
our
world.
You're right. I agree with you. It's 100% because the Quran and Hadith, they take deadly seriously.
Right. Okay. So where are you?
85% of them don't. And I'm not talking about the 85%. I'm talking about the 15% that do. So I should like to ask you a question. Speaking of the only thing I've ever heard Donald Trump say that I agree with, it's time for Western civilization and America to unite civilization and take on Islamic terrorism. So, Chris, does that make him a warmonger since he wants to, and the only way that can bans marauding murderers like ISIS be stopped is by the barrel of a gun and bombs blowing up and sometimes killing innocent people? That are in the middle.
Yeah, here's where you and I differ. You and I will differ on foreign policy. Donald Trump is not a warmonger yet because he hasn't had the power to conduct a war. Should he become elected? But I'm going to tell you what I think. I do think that foreign policy plays into actions of people, not only of nation states, but of their citizens. And I think that if I were to lose, let's just say that Mexico has great drone technology and that they have declared war on their drug cartels and that some of their cartel members, they found out that they were hiding in Texas. And what they decided to do was to go up, send up their drones and bomb a particular wedding where they knew that there may be, where they had high probability that these cartel leaders were at this wedding. Now, in the course of that drone attack, a bunch of American citizens got killed, but Mexico said, you know what, but we got our guy, and that's collateral damage that happens in wars.
Okay, can I respond to that? Because that,
yeah.
Respectfully, that's kind of a ridiculous scenario since nothing ever exists of the case other than the drug cartels. If they were to come over here and get us because we arrested some of their well, I won't even call them animals.
I do want to ask you, do you deny that innocents have not died at the hands of the U.S. wars that we've waged?
Yes, and so did innocents. They died at the hands of my father ordering artillery to be fired into villages occupied by Nazis. And I blame the Nazis
right.
to move into those towns by the barrel of their gun and had already murdered millions of innocent people. And they came back, so to speak, blow back. But let me speak to something really quickly since I didn't have much time to speak with you as I should like to take you on to about these fundamental things that you calling yourself a libertarian and I calling myself a libertarian couldn't disagree about more. I can think of not one, not two, but three countries currently occupied by tens and tens of thousands of armed and dangerous Americans that literally before those armed and dangerous Americans moved in and stayed there for the next 7 decades, all three of those countries literally had millions of their own citizens erased from planet Earth by American bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Since those days when all three of those evil regimes capitulated, well, the North Koreans didn't exactly lose in South Korea. They just got out of South Korea.
Right.
And the Chinese cons and the Russians that were helping them. Those three countries are beautiful places to live, and I can think of not one serious terrorist event caused by any one of their citizens for the last 7 decades that Americans have been murdered cold-bloodedly by guys flying planes into buildings with innocent people on the planes, by the way. And again, yeah. I just like to say, sending you off, that Mark Edgington, to thank God that nobody that I know or love was on Flight 77.
And I think what I would add, what I had hoped to add to that was that I think with the exception maybe of Imperial Japan, religion wasn't involved too.
You think it was involved?
With the exception of in Germany, and I'm not sure where else he was referring to.
Referring to Korea.
Yeah, and Korea, it was secular, if you will. But we're talking about the Middle East, where religions have been colliding for thousands of years.
Well, if you talk about, so first off, if you cherry pick the World War II and say, this is the Great War, and look at the results, you have to look at all the wars that came before that and all the wars that came after, and sure. Wars generally have bad results.
Yeah.
Another thing you have to look at with World War II is you have to point out that while attempting to stop a madman from taking over the world and killing millions of people, they installed a madman who took over half the world and killed millions of people. So, I mean, we have to, when you take the good, you take the bad. Let's go to Paul calling in from Arizona. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I'm calling from Arizona, too, and I want to tell you that I prefer to think that we live in such a great place that I consider myself the Western New Hampshire.
there's a good argument that Arizona is a really good choice if you're going to live west of the Mississippi.
Right, because we have the laws here are so different. I just moved out here. I take care of my pops, and I came from California, and I'm in the tri-state area, so I'm in northern Arizona. So that gentleman, he's a great country.
He's big in the big city.
I'm not down in Phoenix. I'm way up here, and Nevada's about, probably the way the bird flies, about 2 miles. California's 10 miles, and I'm in Arizona.
Gotcha. You know, we're out in California. River.
Like wedding.
Or... Yeah, we're Arizona. Out in Arizona. I'm from Northern California, like Chico.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, and I came out here, and I was talking to my mom this morning, and I said, Mom, you know, I was looking at my driver's license, my Arizona driver's license. I said, you know, they charged me $10 for this. I said, you know when it expires? She goes, oh, you mean like tomorrow? I said, no, it expires in 2029.
When you're 65 is how long it goes to. Paul, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
The Arizona has the best driver's license in America.
I love that laugh, too.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
It's just exuberant.
Free Talk Live.
If you had one day to teach someone economics, what would you say? We would say that innovation and prosperity requires economic freedom. Visit fee.org/courses and check out Economics in One Day, a crash course in free market economics that you can present to your community. For over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been a champion of liberty. Start today at no charge by visiting fee.org/courses and learn why economic freedom matters.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.